I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You, a fun look at the animals we love to hate. I have a new best friend.
Who's that?
I don't know. It's a wasp that's been...
That picture you sent me.
Yeah, decimating the cabbage white caterpillars.
That is
in my
a
garden.
Paper wasp in the genus Polistes. And the workers go around and capture caterpillars, among other things, and chew them up into a pulp. And then feed them to their young that are hanging upside down in those paper nests.
Oh, okay. So the ones that I have on the front porch are probably where they're living. And
could be.
Yeah.
Could be. But yeah, that's what I actually have a photograph I took years ago. I didn't realize what I was shooting. I just saw this thing doing something on a leaf. And it wasn't until I got the film developed that I saw that it had this big bolus of macerated insects. It's pretty amazing. So that's what that one was working on there. Usually people think of wasps as just being pests. You know, they're building their nests in an inconvenient place above a door, or they sting. But actually, they're pretty good insect collectors in the garden and will go after a lot of things that most people don't particularly care to have in their garden because they're chomping away on their valuable plants.
No pesticides at this point in my garden.
Keep it that way.
I'm going to try. They're eating a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and there's holes in the collards and the broccoli leaves. But for the most part, I think these wasps, maybe some other things, are doing a pretty good job. I saw a ladybug of some sort in the garden.
So. I think most people will find that there are already plenty of predators and parasites and parasitoids that will keep their garden pests in check if they just leave things alone. Oftentimes, people feel the need to use pesticides because they're expecting to have perfect plants, something that's never been nibbled on in any way. And that's just not a reasonable expectation in a healthy ecosystem. You expect to have a little bit of damage. And a lot of our perceived need for pesticides is based on our sort of a skewed, screwy aesthetic that we think everything has to be perfect. And I don't know where that comes from, but I don't have any problem after I've washed everything off. If I find something that's been nibbled on, I'm a little funny about discolored things. As long as it's just a notch or a hole or something like that, so what? Another interesting thing to note, too, is that wasps feed their young flesh, chewed up insects, whereas bees will feed their young nectar. And so just by what they offer up to their young, you can separate the two. People often confuse bees and wasps. Hornets, yellow jackets, paper wasps, those are all different kinds of wasps.
This particular wasp is a very beautiful creature. The markings on the body.
Oh, they're absolutely brilliant.
I showed it to someone else. They said, man, I'd like to have a Harley Davidson painted that way.
Yeah, they're it's nice contrasting earth tones of yellows and browns. They're very spectacular species. So we have several species of paper wasps here, and that's one of the more strikingly marked species.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.